Hi, I'm Antonio Centeno, and you're listening to the Personal Image System Podcast. Welcome to the Personal Image System Podcast. I'm Antonio Centeno, your host and the founder of Real Men, Real Style. In this show, my goal is to help you learn to leverage the science of style to create your command presence. This is a personal image that sends the signal of competence and trust and will help increase your earning power and attraction levels. All show notes can be found at realmenrealstyle.com, along with hundreds of videos, articles, and infographics. All right, today's podcast, we're going to be talking about the importance of meeting people in person. And I'm going to use why I created my StyleCon event. And specifically, it was to meet people in person. And let me start this off with a little bit of a story. When I began creating my community, my business, everything online, it was something that it was lonely. I was by myself in a small town in Wisconsin. Yeah, I had people that I worked with across the web, and I would get on the phone with these people. But living in a small town, not really being in and around people that, you know, even I could travel to the bigger city, I guess, which is Wausau. It's about, 30, 40,000 people. Maybe I could even drive an hour and a half to Green Bay, which is 100,000, maybe 3 hours to Minneapolis, Minnesota. But still, it's really not till I would get out to New York or Los Angeles or Chicago or San Francisco, maybe down to Austin, Texas, that you would meet people that would be into the fashion or style industry, and that there would be enough of us to fill a room, or at least to be able to, it seemed like it. And that's when I realized there needs to be a conference in which I can meet these people. I looked around and there wasn't anything out there. Now, I knew that conferences were great because I'd been going to, at the time, there was one called Blog World. I think it was called Blogger World. Changed its name. New Media Expo doesn't exist anymore. There was also Social Media Marketing World. I use Infusionsoft, so I'd go out to their Icon event. And I found that some of these were pretty darn good. Other ones, they were so-so. But it wasn't exactly what I was looking for. I attended VidCon out in California. And I think that was my first taste of, okay, the power of video, getting all these YouTube creators together. But I have to admit, this still was something I wasn't too impressed with VidCon. I know that maybe I don't mean to hit on VidCon, but it seemed it was geared more towards the smaller creator who was just looking to create entertainment or just, I don't know, prank videos. Everything, definitely, there were about 25,000 people there, 24,500 who were there just to see, you know, their popular teenage YouTuber. And there were only like a few hundred of us that it seemed like were professional creators. And I mean that by we were guys over the age of about 25 to 30 who were looking to do this with our business. And it just, I just felt like we were an offshoot. So I was like, you know, I need something like this, but I need it laser focused. So at that VidCon event, funny enough, I invited a guy named Aaron Marino to come out and to hang out, meet me in person. I'd spoken with him on the phone a few times. My buddy Ryan Masters came out as well. And I'd met up with Ryan already at InfusionCon and a few other places. I think there were a couple other, Brock over at The Modest Man actually came out. And there were a few of us that we just decided to get together. And it was fun. It was enjoyable. There was so much. And I know I talked about this at the beginning, but there was so much that I had talked with Aaron on the phone about, but when we were in person, it was just such a game changer. It was so different in the sense of we could easily see each other. All of a sudden, if there was any mistrust between us, I really felt it went away. And for a few days, we had a great time. Another thing we did specifically with this one, we said, you know, let's pull our resources together. Let's rent out a bar and let's just invite our audiences to show up. Just send out a few emails, maybe put a video that we're going to be doing this, invite a few other content creators, guys that maybe weren't even coming out to VidCon. So we invited, I think it was Andy Snavely, Baron of the Effortless Gent, just a few guys that we knew were out there in the California area. Sure enough, a whole bunch of them showed up. And that was technically our first StyleCon event. We like to consider that the opening of it. I mean, we had like about, 60 to 70 guys that showed up to this bar And I can tell you, it was fun. We've got a picture still of that event. And it was really, you know, before the big crowd showed up. But it was fun because I think that we did it right in the sense of we were there early and we really just spent the first few hours talking about issues that our content creators, that bloggers, that YouTubers, that guys in our particular niche dealt with and how we were overcoming them. And there wasn't anything like this happening anymore. So everyone that showed up early on was just really like, wow, these guys speak my language. They talk, you know, I just feel at home with these guys. And then in the second part of that day at the bar, we had guys just showing up, you know, guys grabbing drinks, and we had a good time just talking with people, meeting people firsthand who actually enjoyed our material, who wanted to thank us for creating it and fed us some great ideas on what they wanted to see. You know, these are people that just simply wanted to come out and be better men. And it was fun. And I think that part right there, it was fun. It wasn't, I call StyleCon and what I've created the conference, but I have to admit, it's an over-glorified party. But let's get back to, so that was why I created it, where it came out of. And to this day, you know, me and Aaron Marino, now we're partners. We've had three StyleCons since then. And actually, is it two? Gosh, I'm losing count here. But I know that we're doing it again here February 3rd and 4th in Atlanta, Georgia. So you can go check that out and we'll do it again after that. We may change the name of it, but at the end of the day, we try to have fun with it. We try to make it something that we want to be there. We want to attend. But why actually should you make time to go out to an industry conference or to maybe even host an event in your town to bring in like-minded people so that you can get to know them in person? I think first off, you want a trusted network, a group of people who you can build a true friendship with. Now, I'm not saying you can't do that online, but it's so much easier when you're able to use all of your senses. You're able to see them. You're able to shake their hand. You're able to, you know, just when you're drinking the beer, to break bread with them, eat food with them, be able to, you know, there's just so many things there. I think that accelerates the trust factor. And I do feel that you create this deeper relationship. So instantly from that, and the guys that come out to speak, they come out again and again. I don't know if they, because I don't pay for their airfare. I do pay for a lot of their other things now, especially if they're a repeat speaker, because I want to treat them very well because they're my friends. But I like to think that they come out to this event again and again to speak because they feel it's a long-term partnership, that this is something they get a lot of value out of and that they learn as much as I do from them. And they're my friend. They want to come out and be a part of this. The other thing is, so there's three types of people in general that come out to our StyleCon event. One is the content creators, and that's who I focused in on initially. The second group are the super fans. And these are people that just love what we're doing. They want to be a part of it. They want to be closer. They want to support, and they come out. The other group are the people that own businesses in our sphere and maybe would advertise with us, would just simply want to be around people that are, you know, talking about, be able to gather information about how to run their business better. I used to own a custom clother, so I can talk to a lot of these guys very closely. I know Aaron owns a hair product business. He owns a skin subscription business. So for him, it's like, hey, we're business owners too. We're not just content creators. And for a lot of these guys, they want to be around somebody. It's like, okay, they got the business side going. They maybe have a clothing company. Maybe they've got a belt company. Maybe they've got a shoe company. But they want to be around these people that they're spending money with advertising, or they want to talk to us about how they could get their own marketing arm up and going. And they just know that if they get one great piece of advice, it's going to work for them. But they bring their products, and that's the cool part, is that we can see, you know, if they've got a clothing company, oftentimes people want to send me stuff all the time. Well, you know, I get tons of mail. I really don't always have time for it. But if I'm there at an event, you can bring maybe your belts or your wallets or whatever it is that you're making. I've had guys that make wooden neckties, you know, literally bring those and they show it to us. And, you know, I wouldn't necessarily say I would have time to give you feedback on a wooden necktie if you sent it to me. But because you're right there in person, I'll look at this and say, you know, wow, I didn't even know about this. Tell me about the market. How are you actually selling these? What do you think you're going to go with this? And I can be, you can get probably more from me in a very short amount of time than I would be able to give you if you didn't actually come put it in my hands. In addition, you've got those super fans there that these guys can interact with. So this is another big value of actually going to one of these events. If you have product, if you have something that you want to get into somebody's hands. Another thing is, you know, it does become a bit personal. So, and I know that, you know, going and sending somebody a gift or talking with them on the phone, yeah, it's sort of personal. But when I have breakfast with somebody, when I've seen them multiple days, a lot of guys, they go out and they have a little bit of fun afterwards. Maybe they go out drinking and that kind of stuff. I find that it definitely forms a deep connection that they feel that like, hey, I'm friends with this person. And because these people become my friends, I make time for them. Even when I feel that maybe the return on investment of that time may not, I stop measuring the return on investment of that time. Does that make sense? So because they become my friend, even if they don't have an idea or if they don't have a business, or even if their business I think is like not necessarily going in the right direction, it's something that I want to continue to support them because I know that they're a good person and someone that I want to see do well. So other things that, you know, you're going to see off there is being able to make an impression. So I get a lot of emails, get a lot of people reaching out to me nowadays. I know Aaron and a lot of the other people in my sphere, Andy Stanley over at Primer, Eric over at Beard Brand, Ryan Mishler. Actually, Ryan's a great example because at the time, I didn't know what Ryan Mishler was doing in Order of Man. His website was a lot smaller. He was just getting started. But him coming out to my event, he just made such a strong impression on me. I was like, this guy, you know, I didn't even know he was Army, he was former Army. And I started talking about the military, about his family, what he's gone through, what he's looking to build. And but because he believed in what he was doing, it was just something that maybe normally I wouldn't have thought about, is there was a deep connection here, but he made such a strong impression in person that I had to have him as a speaker at our next Alcon. And next thing you know, he's become a great friend. I'm learning from this individual. I'm learning the power of Facebook groups, how you can really use this with your business. And it was amazing, but that's because he showed up and he was able to make an impression that he probably, I can't say, would have made just via email. Now, another reason I love to meet people in person is that you can have a lot of back and forth. When you're going back and forth with someone on email, you're talking with them, it seems like it's going slow. Sometimes that person takes a day to get back to you. Sometimes you take 2 days to get back to them. A weekend happens, you're gone traveling for a week, and it seems like you're having this conversation for a month. When you meet somebody in person, you're able to have this back and forth conversation and it evolves the conversation, especially if you're talking about a business plan, a business idea, you're throwing out, you're brainstorming together. Within a period of minutes, you're able to sometimes get farther along than it seems like you were able via email to get in weeks. And that's what I love about meeting people face to face, is they can say something that you've heard maybe many people tell you about how your blog can be better, how your business can improve and all this stuff. And then you can simply ask them, well, why are you saying that? Tell me more. I've heard this before. I need to better understand why my customers are saying that it seems like we're not as responsive as we used to be, or wait a minute, I've heard this before. Can you tell me about why you don't feel that my brand is going in the right direction? And you can probe, you can dive deep. And in person, someone's saying, you know, it's hard for me to articulate and maybe I wouldn't be, but it just doesn't feel right. And you start to, you're able to dive in deeper and have that deeper response, that interaction, which isn't, it just doesn't seem possible, you know, talking on email or social media. So I'm going to wrap this up by talking about what is actually one of my favorite things about meeting people in person. And that's that you actually get to see what they are truly like. Because people can only put up an act for so long and they're going to revert back to habits. They're going to show you things that they wouldn't have probably shown on video. They wouldn't have shown in a blog. They wouldn't have shown maybe in just a phone call, such as, you know, like food that they don't like, the way that they eat, little like little things about them. I know it sounds kind of funny and kind of odd, but you start to pick up that this person's just as human as you are, that they've got their faults, they've got the way that they do things, and you start to develop these shared stories. Like that time you go to a restaurant, you realize that, you know, this person, yeah, he really doesn't like this type of food, and he's going to ask for his sandwich in a certain way, and you start to learn, hey, this person, you know, is very particular about that, or that somebody is a very bad driver. Okay, so really quick, I'm going to share a little bit of a story, but I'm traveling, doing a road trip with Aaron Marino. Okay, Aaron is a good driver, but on our way back from a road trip, we are literally right next to the rental car. He's filling it up with gas, and he kind of scrapes the side of the minivan. I'm like, I can't believe, like, he just did that. And it was so funny. And he's like, I mean, literally, we were probably 25 feet from returning the minivan, and we're driving a minivan on this road trip, which is a whole nother story that we've got I own a minivan. Aaron has now seen the power of the minivan and how it's just so much fun. And in any case, for us to have these minivan stories, and I can always tease him about that he can't drive very well because he wrecks every vehicle that we seem to drive in. You know, I'm not going to be able to get that if we didn't have in-person experiences. And it's little things like that. I'm thinking when I met up with a guy named Tim Schmoyer in Vegas with a few other guys, and how we couldn't find our way around. We couldn't get a taxi. We had to walk about a mile in the heat through Vegas. And it's just funny, you know, little stories like that, that you're not going to have unless you actually travel and you go to meet with people, you spend time with them, and you have these shared experiences, which you can look back on and say, yeah, you know, that was actually kind of good to go through that with that person, so that now that, you know, we can talk about it and we feel like we know, you actually do get to know a person. You see how human they are. So I want to wrap up this episode by inviting you to come out and meet me at StyleCon in Atlanta, Georgia. By the way, this is probably the last year we're going to do StyleCon. No, we're not going to quit it, but we are going to change the name. I'm going to change it. Haven't decided on what name I'm going to change it to, because it's not all about style. Style is just one component. It's more about men's lifestyle. So we talk about fitness. We talk about self-improvement. We talk about mindset. There's so much that goes into this, and style is just one small component. And I feel like a lot of people are like, oh, what should I wear to this event? Or how should I dress? Well, wear whatever you feel comfortable wearing, because I'm not going to judge you, even though a lot of the guys there are style bloggers, fashion bloggers. We just realized that there wasn't a space for, I would say, men's lifestyle. And that's what we try to keep it focused in on. And I do find that, you know, there's just a need for a conference where we can come together. We can talk about the issues that we face in this modern world. And I invite you to come out. If you enjoy this podcast, why not take it to the next level and come out, meet with me. Who else is going to be there? Aaron Marino. I've talked about Andy Snavely, Baron over at The Effortless Gent. We've got Eric over at Beard Brand, Ryan Masters over at Sparta Strength. He's also an AdWords expert. Who else do we got? Terry over at Menfluential. Just a good group of guys. I've got Pete coming out from DIYP, you know, just a wide range of content creators. So if you want to create something in the, I would say, the men's lifestyle space, if you own a company and you want to advertise, this is just a great way to come out, meet people, shake hands, and get to know us in person. Okay, so if you missed something in this podcast or you want to check out something I just talked about, make sure to go to the show notes. They're at realmenrealstyle.com/episode44. Thank you for listening to the Personal Image System podcast. If you would like more information on men's style, business communication, and grooming, go check out realmenrealstyle.com. There, you're going to find my free ebooks and our premium courses to help you take action on the information that will improve your life. I'm Antonio Centeno, and until next time, stay stylish.